For the next speaker, it will be Linda D. from Washington, D.C.
I'm Linda and I'm an addict. I have 1,299 days clean. That's fine for y'all that's with the new age stuff, right? My clean day is February 1st, 1984, right? I've been here 28 years. I haven't found a need to use. And I'm very grateful, and I would like to thank the East of the River Committee for inviting me to speak and seeing in me sometimes what I don't see in myself. And I get very grateful and I get very humble because when I look around at the banners, I've been to every convention in Ocean City, right? And that is, I know that's only by the grace of God. And first, I'm going to get this off the top. God is so good. I cried about my family members using for a lot of years. And I've been so emotional for the last year. But God sent my son here first. He'll be celebrating 14 years clean time next Sunday, right? He sent my baby sister Pam in here. She had 7 years clean. And then it got better. He sent my other sister here, and she have 100 and some days clean. That's Renee. So I've been here long enough to see God working, right, and sending my family members in here. And I also need to tell you that the sweatsuit that I have on, that look real cute in, my son gave it to me for Christmas, and I said I was going to save it for Ocean City, okay? When I got here, I didn't look like this, and I didn't feel like this. I was half this size. I weighed about 99 pounds, ashy gray, black, threw a cup of water up in the air, and maybe two drops got on me. Because my primary purpose was to use. I didn't have time to take no baths. I didn't have time to take no showers. I didn't have time to change no clothes. I used to live and I lived to use. I lived on animalistic levels. I did things to myself that I would kill somebody else if they did it to me. I can remember one night, February. I'm from the D.C. area. My home group is the Women's Step, St. Mons on Saturdays. From 12 to 1:30 p.m., I had a sponsor for 25 years that just passed December 15, which was Doreen P. Bless her soul, right? But I also had to get another sponsor because our programs say that you must have a sponsor. Regardless of my clean time, I'll take a risk of running my own life again only to use again. So I had to immediately get another sponsor. My first sponsor took me directly to a meeting when I got out of treatment. She said, come on, baby. I said, where we going? I'm going to take you somewhere where you can get some help. She took me to a meeting up Howard in D.C. to a room full of females. And she said, here, baby, go in there and sit down. I said, hell no. I'm not going there with all those. You know what we call each other when we don't know no better? And today I knew I had a problem with Linda. It didn't have nothing to do with the other females. Women who need women are the luckiest people in the world, right? It didn't have nothing to do. It was my inadequacy and my insecurity and my fear and my resentments and my anger. I was real hopeless, helpless, anger, full of resentment, full of shame, full of guilt, selfless. I didn't think I belonged. So it was easy for me to punch holes at the females that came here before me. Because I hadn't did no work on myself. My sponsor said that you must build your foundation off the first three steps. And if you do anything happen, you will not use, even when you want to use. I had to immediately do step work, and I did step work before the flat book. But since the flat book came out, I had did a cycle steps out of there. Because each year, I learned something different about me. I still go to meetings on a daily basis. I did not get two jobs, a husband, and five children, a dog or a cat, and did not go to meetings. I still go to meetings on a regular basis. I still have sponsees. I still have a step study guide meeting once a month over my house with my sponsees. And I live the program, you know. And sometime in the second step, I was just there, right? You know, last night, I felt like packing up and going home. Because they was bashing the old timers so bad. And since being here, I had two heart attacks the week of 9/11. I had back surgery. I had shoulder surgery. So legally, I'm handicapped. I asked God to get me over here to this convention center last night, and I sit down in the handicap section. Young lady came to me and told me, I need to get up, and you need to get up right now. I said, but I'm handicapped. I have legal handicap papers in D.C. She said, that's for D.C., that's not for down here. I said, well, damn. I'm handicapped in D.C., but I ain't handicapped in Ocean City. Wow! But you know, I immediately started praying. I said, why would I want to say I'm handicapped? And if you do it, that's fine. I'm just talking about Linda. I live spiritual principles. You know? You think I want stents in my arteries, in my heart? You think I want a back surgery? So I just prayed. I said, sometimes it's better understand than to be understood. And I let her live last night. And I got up and removed myself and went and sit somewhere and started praying immediately. Because if I don't pray, you know, the triangle self-succession talk about anger, fear, and resentment. And the 10th step talks about if you don't address your current defects, they will address you, and they will back you in the corner where you will not come out clean. So I said a prayer for me. And that's what my sponsor, Step Work, taught me to do. She told me if I keep going to meetings, if I keep helping somebody with no strings attached, I will never have to worry about using. I haven't found a need to use. And the second step, I just went through that phase in the second step. It says, even after years of clean time, life can become meaningless. Painful things will happen. And if you don't just keep going to meetings and you call a sponsor and you go to a meeting and share about how you feel, you can move away from sanity toward insanity, only to use again. So I have to go to meetings. I have to practice humility. I have to listen in a meeting in spite of the way I feel when it's an old-timer bashing meeting. I have to sit there and close my eyes and just listen to the message and not the mess. You know, I love my predecessors. They did the best they could with what they had when I got here. Yeah, they cussed us out. Yeah, they cussed us out. Yeah, they told us, sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. And if we want to use, we'll call on you. And yeah, you put your hand up like this, and when they look at you like, what the hell, you say, I give it somebody after the meeting. But they didn't tear us down without building us back up. They nurtured us. Some people say it was abuse. I must need to be abused when I came here. Because it worked. Some people say that they shouldn't talk to y'all like this. Y'all can't talk to the newcomers like that no more. Because they on crack. I'm like, is crack a drug? If they move faster, just cuss their ass out faster. If they move fast, just help sit the fuck up and shut the fuck down quicker. Right? Now, I think it's totally nonsense when you make a differentiate between drugs. When you let the newcomers die, if it's to be, it's up to me. You know, when they asked me to do this topic, I said, oh, they trying to be real funny now. Now they calling me an old timer. They talking about my age or what? Because I know I'm a diva and I don't look that old, so what's up with them? They say, no, Linda, we talking about your clean time. I said, oh, because I was going to let y'all have it, right? But anyway, you know, I just share the trap with some humor in it so y'all don't think that we walk on water up in the air. Because on any given day, I wake up, my disease wake me up and say, you're too fat. You ain't nothing. I told you wasn't going to never be nobody. I know I have the same insecurities and inadequacies as anybody else. Don't look at my clean time. And when you want to bash the old timers, try to walk in my shoes for 28 years and survive some of the shit that I went through in recovery for 28 years. And then maybe you'll see how a newcomer make it through clean. We don't use no matter what. Using is not an option. And it's always about the drugs. I haven't got that profound yet. Well, it's not about the drugs anymore. Oh, yes, it is. I'm BC. I'm before crack. But what y'all need to know is I've been listening to y'all in meetings. So I already know about the ash bowls and the antennas and the aluminum foil and the geeking. And peeping out the windows and stuff. So I'm eligible too. So I already know if I don't keep going to meetings regardless of my clean time, and complacency could be my worst enemy in recovery if I allowed to be. I cannot worse on my laws and say, well, I got 28 years. I don't think I go to a meeting for a couple of days. Because I will be crazy. You know, when I had back surgery, I was talking about the medication. And they was trying to beat me up. Because I told them one day I was taking Percocet, Oxycontin, and then my doctor gave me Percocets. And then one day I woke up tripping. And I was nodding, and I was scratching. And I told my baby daughter, go get me a glass of ice. And I knew immediately I was in trouble. I knew immediately if I didn't call my sponsor and some other addicts and tell them, come over my house right now and get this shit out my house, that y'all might be sharing about me on the hotline. So I went to a meeting and I shared, because that's what I was taught to do. Talk about how I feel. I went to a meeting and said, I can't take the medication no more. Because in the chapter, More to Be Revealed, it talks about the medication and the addict and the medication. My disease don't know that I had back surgery and heart attacks, that I have to take pain medication. It will react the same way if I was using illegal drugs. It's up to me. I'm responsible for my own recovery, not my doctor. And I kept talking about that till I got better with it. And people was breathing and hollering, if you had surgery, you need to take the medication. No, your ass take the medication. Because the same one y'all telling me to take the medication, as soon as I relapse, y'all will be waiting to come back and start some shit with me about a 24-hour ketag. I don't think so. So I didn't take the medication and I made it through that clean. I'm an old timer, whatever that is. I still go get my line dances on. You need to know that. I have became so rigid and so better than, all my priorities has changed. I went back to school. I got my GED. I went to Lincoln University and all that. But I still like to have fun. God ain't get me clean to just look dumb in recovery. And quote the literature. Sometimes I got to let the little girl out. Sometimes I got to do the go-go thing and the bop thing and call somebody and talk about somebody once in a while. Then they say, Linda, what spiritual principles? And I was like, damn, okay. You know? But I want the newcomer to know and people that got less clean time that we human too. I still need love. Don't count me out because of my clean time. Don't think she thinks she know everything. No, you think I know everything. That's why you saying that. Don't say she thinks she cute. No, you think I'm cute. That's why you saying that. What about ask me how I feel and give me some love and give me a hug? You know, when I go to meetings sometimes, I get discouraged. Because we got movie stars at meetings. They're staying like this. Oh, I can't get no hug today. Extend your damn arms and act like you want a hug. Maybe you'll get a hug. You got to act like you want some love. Then maybe somebody give you some love. And every time you see me, don't keep, can I talk to you? I was down at a convention. Somebody want to pull and dump on me. I am at a convention to have fun and go to meetings. I see your little serious ass when you get back to D.C. Sometimes, because of my clean time, I still know need to go to meetings and just listen. Keep telling me every time that I'm in the meeting, share, Linda, share. No. I don't want my disease to allow me to make me think that I got it made. Sometimes I still need to shut the F up and listen. Every time I go to meetings, I'm not so profound that I always got to share every day, every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes. If I'm not careful, I'll still talk my way out of here. So the same principles applied to me when I came in here, I have to incorporate in every day of my life. And especially when I'm going through emotional upheaval, I need to not look at my clean time. I need to be human. And I need to allow somebody to still guide me and help me out the rut when I'm going through emotional upheavals in here, at the death of loved ones, the loss of broken relationships, divorces. You know, I was grieving one day. Somebody said, I thought you beyond that point now. I thought you're supposed to be able to handle better than that with all that clean time. What is handling something better? No, they said, I thought you should know better. Didn't in the second step, didn't it ask, didn't it say, do you think that you should know better? No. Sometimes I don't know who I am when I'm going through things. I have to come here and just get in the seat and say, safe. Oh, God, please help me. Most days I do good. And the 10th step always talks about not how you doing, how you feeling. It also said most days, most addicts doing better than we think we're doing. And we could sit out there and go through the hell that we went out through there. Why the hell we can't come here and stay clean and get through the other side of things that we go through clean? So I have to persevere. I have to hold on. I have to talk to somebody, and I got to tell the truth. I can't be telling no lie. If I tell lies, I get lie help back. If I tell the truth, maybe somebody will help me. I can't be on image time in here, because I ain't going to say it's a lot of people with 20 years going back out. Addicts go back out. That's what we do. When we refuse to do the work to keep us here, when we refuse to get a foundation, get a sponsor, go on the inside, it's an inside job. Because the same things that you came in here with, like the Nike commercial, is in there. And if you don't get rid of it, guess what? It's going to stay in there. No matter how long you've been clean, clean time does not equal recovery. Mouth say anything, but behavior don't lie. You're only sick as your secrets. So I got 28 years, and I'm real happy. That's when they say, how much time you got, 21? I say, hold up, sweetie. Hold up, baby. Hold up, sugar. No, I don't have 21 years. I got 28 years. I ain't no newcomer.
I just been around here a few 24 hours.
But damn, is a newcomer going to think anybody stay clean any substantial amount of clean time?
If you keep sharing, I'm the same person I was when I first came in here.
I beg to differ. I don't want to be the same person when I was when I first came in here. 28 years later, looking like a damn fool. Doing the same thing, expecting different results. And the second step says, in the flat book, doing the same thing, know what the result's going to be, do it anyway, regardless of the consequences. Duh. You know, so I don't say that. I'm the same person that my best thinking got here. No, my best thinking didn't get me here. My worst thinking got me here. Because some of the stuff I thought up to do, only a damn fool would do. Who would go out in a snow blizzard when the TV and radio, everybody on the radio says, stay inside. It's something below zero. It's a blizzard coming. Stay inside and don't go outside. I come up with the bright idea. I'm going to wrap myself up in some trash bags. Get me a broom and sweep my way all the way from Southeast D.C. to Northeast D.C., only about 40-something miles. Get to the meth center and they shut the door in your face. Sorry, we're closed. Bam. I don't think that was my best thinking. So I still have to run my thinking past somebody on a good day. Some of those days when I used to be broke, a good idea sound good. Shoot, you can go put your skirt and girdle on and run up in the store. You ain't got to stay broke. And my sponsor said your ass will go to jail clean too. So I do the best I can in recovery. So when y'all see what y'all call an old timer, love us, give us a hug. Ask us how we doing. Ask us how we okay. Don't always run up trying to get information out of us. Then when we give you the information, y'all ridicule us. They think they know every damn thing. So while you come up, can I talk to you, Miss Linda? I say, damn, now they calling me Miss Linda. Miss Linda. My name Linda. Now, Miss Linda, you Miss Linda. I say, okay, Doreen, now I see how you felt. But then when you ask me, what you think about this? I think that is some of the craziest shit I ever heard. Who is your sponsor? Go get your little flat step study guidebook. Call your sponsor, baby, please. And tell her that Miss Linda said, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. I asked to talk to her, and she's going to tell me to do some step work. Well, why the hell you asked to talk to me? And what I thought, because I'm going to tell you the truth. But I know for me, I only get out of recovery what I put into recovery. If I don't put nothing in recovery, I don't get nothing out of recovery. I'm still in service. I still go to home groups. I still sit up chairs. I still go to Costco, buy coffee for several groups. For some reason, they think that I'm the coffee go-getter person now, right? And then they get angry and talk, oh, could we have your receipts, please? Here they go, sweetie. I want to say, if you thought I was a thief, why you give me the damn money to go to the store? But the steps say, practice humility. Sure, I'll go to the store. That's service. So just keep coming back and do what you have to do. Remove all your excuses. Stop giving yourself excuses to act out and be the same person. Because you know what? If I would have acted out last night, I would have felt so bad. Because sometimes you got to look at the source. When people do stuff to you, you got to look at the person. Then you got to look at the source. And then you got to pray for them. And pray for yourself. Then Linda, keep your big mouth shut. It ain't that serious. And go to your hotel room. And tell your sisters. And I actually cried last night. Because I think the topic was a spiritual experience could not be what? Sold? Bought or sold? I said, I ain't seen no damn spiritual experience in that shit. Matter of fact, I ain't even feel no spirituality. But God, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to you, I'm going to cry, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to get up and start my day over again tomorrow. I'm going to the beach to the meeting, and I'm going to look for a message, and I got one. So I thank God for a clean, unused day. Thank God for my clean time. And y'all can run y'all mouth about the old times all y'all want, but y'all can't take away our clean time. And if have nobody told they love you all day, I love you all because the ties that binds together stronger knows the tears apart. I'ma keep coming back and hope you all keep coming back. Thanks for allowing me to share.